foot, so I just don't get very. Over here and just sit down a minute and talk.
Breakfast?
Yeah, we've had breakfast. Just getting ready to
go to church.
No, we're not going, Bessie. We're going to be lazy. We were just sitting, talking a little bit, and listening to the program on the radio.
Well, how's your mama now? You heard
she's
from?
She's fine. Yes.
And how's your brother?
He was all right when
you
he
were.
Got home. Uh-huh. Mother has a cold. I told her. She didn't have a cold all the time she was down here. Went home and got one.
Well, she caught that going back.
Could have been.
Through the air. You see? Traveling through the air, you see.
Mm-hmm.
That would give it to her.
No.
She caught it after she got home, but she caught it before she got home.
Uh-huh.
You see, traveling and it through the country.
Uh-huh.
You see, and it wasn't quite warm enough. But thank the Lord I haven't had any on this one, a cold.
Mm.
I've been lucky. Well, isn't that nice? That door, you got a door there and your box is there. Isn't it nice?
It gives us more room.
Hmm.
Gives us more room.
Oh, yes, yes, it does.
Well, good morning.
Good morning.
We haven't seen you up in this direction in a long time, Miss Bessie.
Well, you don't be home.
Not very much.
No, you don't be home. In the afternoon, you're bothering with them cows and. Yes, sir, you had in behind him cows. You had them running.
You afraid you'd get involved in cows if you come over here?
Yeah, I think I'd get in the way.
You never got involved in Miss Boyle's cows, did you? She had more cows than I ever had.
Miss Boyle, I bought with them. No one has put them in the pasture down there, but
yeah.
She never changed or nothing like that. No, bring them one pasture or another. She just put them egg down and then they stayed down.
Just let them go where they want to.
Yeah. She had a fence cut off back in there somewhere so they could go in there.
Yeah.
She had a fence there cut off, and when they'd come up, they'd go all around that road going there, you see.
Yeah.
She never bothered.
Yeah. Then they'd come down here and drink water out of that swamp.
Yeah.
So she didn't have to worry about water
no
more, did
she? No, she didn't have to worry. She didn't care where to go. Old man Colin used to always be asked about us. About them getting into his orange grove. They broke out a lot, you see.
Oh, did they?
Yes, no, they'd break out back in that way. But he'd always, Miss Boyle, your cow is in my grove. Oh, so.
Mr. Collins owned this over here
mm-hmm.
when it had orange trees on it.
Yeah.
Oh.
And she just let it went to the dogs. After she got it.
Mm-hmm.
Well, and then she had grove back there was his. The grove back there where Richard got.
Oh.
That was his.
That was the grove back there?
Yeah, it is. And then they could come in here. But they'd break in most back there.
Mm-hmm.
The fence wasn't so good, you see.
Yeah.
So she had a time that way, but other than that, the old cow, she did follow him.
Well, that old fence back there now just barely holding up.
It is. She had a time back with that fence back there, I tell you.
I hate to go over on that side. I'm afraid this fence has fell down.
Yes, so she had a time in the car.
You can put all your time on the old cows as you will.
That's the truth. But your cows are good, though. They don't seem to ramble side the fences, you know.
Yeah.
They don't seem to be bothering your fence.
And but hers would try to break out.
No, they wouldn't. They would break out. They'd get out.
And she'd have all these swamps in here. They
well,
always...
Well, they'd get out over there. It didn't make no difference. She'd, the old cows would get out. And sometimes they'd get out to go all up the railroad there. She'd have to go hunt them.
Well, that's a bad place.
Yeah. She'd get out to get out of that railroad. Like, Mr. Richardson had a big old bull. And I don't know how he got out to pasture because he keeps his pasture fixed up.
Yeah.
And this old bull got out up the railroad there. And as you know, he booked the train. Bored at the train and kept on booking at the train. They kept on blowing for him to get out the way and he wouldn't move. Train just knocked him over. Knocked him over.
Is that right?
Yeah, knocked him over. Head over here down that bank there. Kill him.
Killed him?
Yeah, I killed him.
Wouldn't stop. Why, the train ought to stop.
The train ought to stop. They won't stop for you, for no cow or thing like that on the road. They will not. They'll blow for them to get off, but they won't get off. And so if they don't get off, they knock them off. They sure knock that old bull off. Great big bull. It was a big one.
Yeah,
he bowled at the train. Gonna run the train. But the train run him. Knocked him off.
Yeah. Well, that wasn't very sporting of that train, Miss Bessie.
It wasn't very sporty.
Not very sporty.
No. He knocked it off all right now.
That old train could at least slowed up and just sort of pushed him gently.
They don't stop for Mr. Miles. They don't stop for nothing. Not those animals and things like that when they're on the track. So they won't stop. Knock them off.
They wouldn't stop if you and me was out there either, would they?
I don't guess they would if we didn't get out the way. No, I don't guess they would. They wouldn't stop. One day, we was going up to the bridge, and an old cooter was on the track. They blowed for the cooter to get off. The old cooter just kept coming. They wouldn't do it, they would just run over. Yes, sir, they don't stop for nothing.
But they blow for it.
They blow. Yeah, they give them the signature all right enough.
Yeah.
You don't pay no attention to that, they're gonna knock you off.
Well, if the cooter knows it, knows the signal, I guess.
He didn't know nothing about that train.
Goodness.
No, sir, he didn't know anything about that train. Well, let's let your coat over to the house, so I had to bring it over here.
All right. Do you think,
what's the boy, the man that drives the school bus?
Mm-hmm.
Who drives the school bus out here in front of the house?
Johnson.
Patterson.
Patterson.
Do you think he's let up a little bit?
I don't think so. Oh, he dried. I don't know why he dried that bus so fast.
Yeah.
They done stopped him once from driving that river. He's driving again. I think he gets a kick out of it. He just drives just like he's crazy. Mm-hmm. Well, he drives a car the same way. He
yeah.
He drives his car the same way. Come by the house sometime. Why, you think the house on fire? Where he going?
Yeah.
He act like he's crazy.
Now, he ain't got any important business.
No. But just that's his way. That's just his way.
Yeah.
And Peter the same way.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Peter will drive his, you don't hear that old car rattling going along.
Is that Peter on?
Mm-hmm. He be going to work about 7 o'clock or something like that. And he just be flying.
Oh. Oh, he drives to work now.
Yeah, when the old car run.
Yeah.
when the car don't run, Fred has to go get him.
Well, it don't run much, does it?
No, it doesn't run. I don't see why they drive that way. And he ain't got a license one.
Yeah. He don't get out on the main roads, I guess.
Well, yes, he do.
Yeah.
He get out there when he get ready. You think he ain't got to run the stop already? No, he ain't got no license.
Hmm. Old, whatever happened to CS?
And Jersey.
Oh, he went too?
Mm-hmm. CS up to Jersey.
Yeah. What in the world is CS doing up in Jersey, Bessie?
His mother up there.
CS's mother?
Mm-hmm. He's been up there for years. Okay, he want to come home. He called Freddie up and asked him did he have any work for him to do.
He called him up?
He called Freddie.
Yeah.
Wanted to know if they have any work for him to do. So Freddie told him, you better hang up because that'll cost you about $8 or $10. You keep on talking. He's just crazy. Just a crazy old big old son. He ain't got this thing.
No, he talks.
Hmm?
He talks.
Oh, yeah, of course he talks. I don't hear him talking. But don't have no sense he'd talk.
He talks at Blue Streak.
Yes, Lord. Have the legs of an iron pot.
Yeah, he would. He worked over here that time Bill Wynn put watermelons in over here.
He did.
And he'd come up here and talk to me. Oh, he'd just stand there and talk a long time.
Mm-hmm.
And he'd talk so businesslike, and he knew all about melons, you see. Yeah, I had that old Chevy car out there, station wagon then. And he had his eye on that, and he'd talk about that and what he could do to it. He talked like he had good sense.
Yeah, he's a mechanic?
Yeah.
I don't know what kind he is. You see, his grandmother raised him, and she just ruined him, you know?
Spoil him?
Wouldn't make him, yeah. Don't make him work like he ought to, you know? But he won't stay no way. He go. He won't stay on no job.
Mm-hmm.
He'll work a while and then get off.
Yeah.
Just quit. It's good work.
Well, you know,
people don't want nobody like that.
You know, just not everybody wants a regular job.
Well, that's what I said. He just wants something to do, something, get a little money, and then he quit.
Yeah.
I don't know how they're doing up in Jersey, on the way to work it or not. But he up there.
Yeah.
He been up there. He been going all over the time.
Oh, has he?
Yes, sir.
I haven't seen him in a long time.
Yeah, he been going all over
the time. I know his wife left.
Yeah, she went.
Now, is he where she is?
I guess so. I don't know. But I guess she in Jersey. She knew where to go.
She went up there with a relative, somebody.
She went up there with his mother, that's all.
At his mother's?
Mm-hmm. She don't know nothing about it. So. Because people up there ain't like people down here.
No.
Ain't nothing like it.
Miss Bessie, you think things have calmed down a little bit up in town?
I guess so. I don't hear nothing. I've heard the people have just gone crazy. That's the truth. They're just gone crazy.
Mm-hmm.
And they don't start about nothing but fighting and killing. And this old jamboree, they just got that in the wind, it's going, it's like somebody crazy.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, the Lord's going to get tired of that. When he get tired of it, he's going to wipe them out of the way. He'll take them off the earth when he gets tired of fooling them.
Mm-hmm.
Just let them go ahead. They're like my mother used to say, let her, like a cow, say, just let her go ahead till she break her neck.
Yeah.
She'd give her enough of a rope, she'd sure break it.
Yeah. That's right.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know, the paper's full of it. Look, you just...
It takes a strong constitution to read the paper, Miss Freddie.
I don't bother with it. Just don't bother with it. I just don't want to hear it. It's really going on just terrible.
And you can't get the straight of it.
No. Mm-mm. And what does old Kurt do?
Well, what does he do? What does he do?
He don't do nothing. He don't do nothing.
Just talk.
I reckon that's all he do.
Well, he gets in the news.
Well, I don't know what he's gonna do.
How's your neighbor?
All right.
Haven't seen her since she come up and visited us when the Hurleys were here.
She's been kind of sick. But she did stay in bed. But her legs or something bothered her, you know. Her legs bothered her, so okay. But she go to work every morning, she have to go, she get up and go to work.
Yeah. and it hurts her to walk.
Yes, sir.
But she walks.
Oh, yeah, she walks.
And then she's on her feet all day.
Part of the day, till 1 o'clock.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Miss Lois doing house cleaning. And that's hard over, you know. Mm-hmm. She says stooping around and moving this thing and doing this and that. It's hard on.
Yeah.
Been trying to get her to quit work and she won't do it.
Well, I know.
No, she won't stop.
Well, Granddaddy, he hadn't been up here since Christmas, has he?
He been here since September, last year.
Yeah.
But he sent her his check, and she don't have nothing to. She don't have to.
Yeah.
Yeah, he sent it to her after he got his house paid for. Then he sent her his check. He don't take a nickel out of it.
Is that right?
Mm-hmm. Why, Betsy?
No, he don't take it out. He sent her the whole check. He been sending it to her ever since he went back down there.
Does he have the house paid for?
Mm-hmm.
Well, what does she do? What does he do with? What does she do with all that money?
I don't know.
She take it to the bank?
I don't know what she do with.
Well, she better be careful. She don't keep money around the house, does she?
Miss Daly don't tell you nothing what she do with us then. She don't tell
you.
You mean you all sit out there on the porch?
She kind of like a miser, you know? She like a miser. You sit out there, she don't tell you what she do with it.
Well, what makes you think she's sort of like a miser?
A miser? Well, a miser takes his money and hides it and carries it on him.
Oh.
And you read plenty of places about these old people begging and going on around in the street and they have thousands of dollars on them. Ain't you read it?
Sure.
Well, that's an old miser.
Yeah.
Begging people for money and he got money.
Yeah.
So she. I don't know what she'd do with it. I guess hide it, I read. Somewhere. But it's dangerous, you know.
It's dangerous.
Yeah, sure it is. Now, because she won't let nobody know she's got it, you see. Because I cashed one or two checks for her. She couldn't go. And I carried her check down to the meat house and got it cash, you know. It wouldn't bend some.
Mm-hmm.
And so, so I brought her money back to her. Now, what she done with that, I don't know.
But you think she stuck it in her stocking?
I don't know if she was in her stocking or drawer. I give her a money belt once and I don't know what she done with. I had a money belt. Some of the children used to take her money down there. You know how children do to get them find it and take it and spin it. So she kept complaining about the money. She couldn't find her money. The children must have taken it. So I give her a belt and told her to put it around her waist. So I don't think she even put it. I don't think she put it around her waist. I don't know what she'd do with it now.
Well, now, if she put it in the bank, they'd pay her interest on it.
You know, some people, they have in their mind that they, the bank won't do right with their money. Now, that's right. They just have that in their mind.
Yeah.
At the bank. Well, of course, she got some in there. She got she got $700. So Miss Lois put that in there for. So she put that in there for to bury herself, you know, when she died.
Oh.
So I don't know, maybe Miss Lois keeps it, you know.
Well, now she could do it, yes.
But she won't tell nobody nothing. She won't even tell Doris.
Oh, she won't.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what I would.
Yeah, don't you go in.
I bet Miss Lois takes care of it, helps her take care of it.
No, sir, I'd be in particular who I told to. But what was Miss Daisy was put out and embarrassed down there one day when Faye was down there about some sort of Christmas party they had down there.
Christmas party?
Yes.
Was it a Christmas party they had over at her house? It was a party they had that lasted all night or something.
Mm-hmm.
And Miss Daisy was sort of embarrassed about that. What was that?
Oh, you're talking about they had a fun to have.
No, it was a party. They
had a party, but they had they had a fuss because they woke me up.
Yes. Well, now what was that?
I don't know, some kind of party. Doris had it. But she had it at her mama's house. And her mama was down at her house.
Oh.
But them, they carried on something. That's when I asked you, did you hear them?
Yes.
Oh, they carried on terrible.
Yeah.
So she asked me, she reckoned Mr. Meyer and heard it. I said, I don't know. I said, I reckon it did go to sleep in the front there. I said, so maybe it is. Yeah. Yeah, that's what it was. Doris and them had a party.
Well, what did they fall out about, Bessie?
What? It was some of the people who were there, you see.
Yeah.
It was G. Wright and his wife and some boys from Gainesville was there. And that's what they started about. I don't know, something about the boys, I don't know. But they all got to fussing and fighting and cursing and going on.
Yeah,
it went on terrible.
How many of them was it?
I think it was about four of a minute.
Yeah.
But there's a crowd there.
Oh, a whole bunch of them there.
Oh, yes. But all of them wasn't in the fight.
Yeah. What time of night was that?
What time of night? Around 12. It was about 12 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
I tell you, they woke me up. I thought that when I heard it, I thought it was the children out there playing under the light, you see?
Mm-hmm.
And then it kept on, so I got up and went to the window. I seen what it was.
So you got in on it?
Yeah, I got up. They woke me up, and I got up to the window and looked out the window, and I saw it.
So you could just take it in?
Yay.
Did they really mix it up, Miss Leslie?
Yes, sir, it was. I said, well, oh, she told you about it.
She just wanted to know if it
it disturbed you.
Yeah, and she's sorry, you know.
Mm-hmm.
She doesn't believe in all that.
Well, you know, when whiskey's in, wits out. See? They get that old whiskey in them.
Yeah.
And it'll make you say anything or do anything when you get too much of it.
Yeah.
So that's what it was. Jay, that's Miss Daisy's son, Jay Wright, asked about who was some girl was there. Who is it, you know? They didn't know this girl. But there's some of Martha's people around there. And so then he said, she sure was a pretty woman. I wouldn't mind going with her. And Helen got mad. And from that on it just started. Started a row.
Talking loud.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, to get louder and louder. Some people need to get up.
Miss Betsy, I haven't heard a good row in just years and years.
You haven't?
No.
You'd be around these jokers, you hear it.
What?
I said, you'd be around these jokers, you hear it.
Yeah.
Yeah, so you certainly will hear it.
No.
Because I don't mix with them. I just don't mix, you know what I mean? I don't bother with them when they have them parted. I don't bother with them, you see. I stay home. Where I ought to be. Getting that mess and raising sand and going on. Because it's embarrassing, you know, to anybody when they hear it, you know, hear them carrying on. And they don't care what they say. They don't care what they say.
Yeah.
All kind of dirty talk. No, I don't mix with them. I just don't bother. They have all the party they want. I'll never go to none of them. Because decent people done died out. Some of them, but hoodlums not. That's right, ain't nothing but hoodlums now. That's all. They are.
That's right.
Just hoodlums.
When they have a party, they just have to have a bottle, don't they?
Oh, yeah, that's what they have the party for, so they can have the bottle.
Oh.
Yeah, they have two or three bottles. They mix up drinking and going on. But I just don't like that kind of stuff, and I just don't bother me.
Well, did Miss Daisy hear?
She wasn't there. She's down at Darcy's. She was down there with the children.
Yeah.
So she wasn't there.
But she didn't hear it. But she could hear it?
Sure, she could hear it. It was all out in the yard.
Well, what'd she say?
Hmm?
What did Miss Daisy say?
I don't know. She just said she don't know what was the matter with them, why they carry on like that. They didn't know better than that. That disturb you all over here, you see. So she told them that you oughtn't do that. If you want to get on a fuss and fight and carry on, so get out on the road where nobody can hear you, so the cops can get you.
Well, did she come over there that night and talk to him?
Mm-mm. She didn't come. Dar tried to quiet him. But you know, they like their liquor, and they know that they're gonna get too much of it in them, and so they just drink it, and drink till it just gets crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah, when they get that stuff in them, you know, the head bad. Just bad. Know what they're gonna do.
Well, Buddy never drinks enough to go to his head.
Buddy?
Mm-hmm.
Well, Buddy drinks, but he don't. You know, Buddy is like this. He can drink. He don't never drink till he about ready to come home, you see. But you never hear him. You never hear nothing. He haven't seen nothing.
Oh.
He don't say nothing. He can drink. I mean, a lot, too. Well, man, Rogers give it. he when they have them big parties.
Yeah.
So he give all of them a bottle, and so they have a, you know, feel good. But he won't give it to them until the bottle's over. And he gives them after the party's over, and when they're getting ready to go home,
uh-huh.
You can drink it. Now, Buddy can drink quite a bit.
Yeah.
But you never know it.
Yeah.
He can stand up on a quart.
Woo! That's it.
Buddy?
Uh-huh.
Yes, he can. Not all at one time.
No, yeah.
Not at one time now. I don't mean one time, but he can drink it.
Yeah.
But he never says nothing. He never raises his voice. You never hear him.
Is that right?
Mm-mm.
He just talks on just like always does.
That's right. Just like he always.
Talk sense?
Sure. I tell you, he can stand under a quart. It doesn't affect him.
But Buddy can do so many things, can't he?
Yes, he can. I don't know what he'd do with Mr. Rogers. He'd leave Mr. Rogers. He makes you like he's gonna leave. I said, you ain't gonna leave Mr. Rogers. So you and Mr. Rogers, too much alike. And he can drive with that whiskey in him, and never knew he got it in him.
I sure wouldn't want to drive. With the way the highways are, with
well, when he drives, he drives level. He was driving pretty fast here about a good while ago. But he wasn't drunk though. He didn't have no whiskey in him. But he was just driving pretty fast. So the cop stopped him.
Oh.
He told me, James said, you've been driving for years. So you've been driving for years. I never seen you drive like this. So you've been drinking? He said, no, I ain't been drinking. And so they stopped him. And so made him pay for it.
Oh, really?
Made him pay for it. That is in order to keep him, make him stop driving so fast, you see. So Mr. Rogers didn't know that they had stopped him, so he saw it in the paper. He said, Jane, why didn't you tell me that? He said, what are you telling you? He said, now what are you telling you? It had been dumb. They stopped me and made me pay for it, so now what are you telling you?
Well, what got into him? Driving so fast.
Just driving. But he drives fast sometimes when he wants to, when he feels like it.
Oh.
That's when he feels like it. But he's a good driver, though.
Yeah.
Yes, he's a good driver. He ain't never had a wreck.
Yeah.
Mm-mm. You see, when they were testing the car, testing them out how to drive, you know?
Mm-hmm.
He just got on the cop, made him get on the steering wheel. He said, get on that steering wheel and take that car. And he just, zoof. Cop said, well, I said, you've been driving a long time. I said, you've been driving a long time. He said, that's right. I've been driving a long time for years.
Oh, I hate to think how much he does drive.
Mm-hmm.
All day long.
And think he'd go out at night. He have to go way out to Flemington. Had some girls out there. And he goes down on that bridge. Go out that road there to Iron Lake. And go out that road going out there. And he goes out there every night during the week. And he ain't scared. I said, I'd be scared somebody to hold me up.
I would too.
But he said, I have my pistol right on the seat where I can get it. He said, and anybody stop me, I ain't gonna stop. I'm just gonna start the shooting and just keep it going. I said, they may shoot you though. But he's lucky. Ain't nobody bothered him yet.
He's just lucky.
That's right. He's just lucky. That's all. Ain't nobody bothering him. As long as he been going to Flemington, no one bothered him.
Miss Benson, I don't hurry.
Yeah, I got to go. I ain't cleaned up.
Oh, you haven't?
I ain't done no cleaning. I've had breakfast and that's all.
Well, it's too late to start now.
What, to clean up?
Yeah.
Uh-uh. No. Somebody might come in.
Yeah. And catch you cleaning, that'd be bad.
Huh?
And catch you cleaning, that'd be bad.
when I'm on clean afford, they come. You know, they hardly ever come to about 1 or 2 o'clock, you see.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'd be done straightened up before they come. I'd be push things around and under the bed and everything. I'll get through.
Well, who are you expecting today?
Nobody, but Nettie might come up there sometimes. She always come in the afternoons after Sunday school. They have no church today, she says, Sunday school.
When she comes, you tell, just tell her to get in the car, and you and her come up here and talk, where I can hear you. Because I haven't talked to Nettie in, I don't know how long.
But, and I don't know whether she might not get up today because somebody ran into Lester's car, his wagon where he hauled his clothes in. And then somebody done something to his car.
Oh.
And so all of us in the shop. So he had to get somebody else yesterday to bring him around, to bring the clothes around. And so then he might have it, I don't know, but if she do, I'll tell her.
Well, she won't come, but you tell her anyhow.
Yeah, I'll tell her.
She's one of guys' favorites.
Yeah.
Is she?
Yeah. She's more like her mama than I realized.
Yeah, she just like her mama.
And her mama was one of my favorites.
Yeah, she just Maggie.
I was always so put out with Mag for not taking her medicine.
She just wouldn't do it.
No.
And then, too, Mr. Miles, Meg wouldn't eat like she ought to. Dr. told her so.
Oh.
She was too lazy to cook. Yes, she was, she too. She said she couldn't use the gas stove. I said, how come you couldn't use the gas stove? Now, she got sick, and Nettie come up there to see her. And Nettie said she only had one old white potato in the ice box bowl that was all sitting in the box. Great big box and there, nothing in but ice, a white potato. She just wouldn't cook. And she was starved, the doctor told her. She was starved to death. And so when I come home, I got some oysters. And made us some oyster stew and fixed things for her so she could eat. And she ate it. But that was almost too late.
Yeah.
That strange told her that she had starved herself to death. Starved herself to not eating like she ought to.
She just cranky.
Mm-hmm. So he told her. And Dr. Snow told her too. She went to Dr. Snow and she went to Dr. Strange. She went Strange last, she went to Snow of him. And he told her, Maggie, that you just gonna starve yourself to death. And you know, he told her to drink a can of Budweiser, one can a day. He told her. One can of Budweiser a day.
Oh?
You see, that's a builder up, you see.
Yeah.
And she was too stingy to buy it. Too cheap to buy beer, had beer to keep her alive. She just wouldn't drink it. She'd drink somebody buy it for her, but she wouldn't drink. She wouldn't buy it. She don't know.
That's a whole lot cheaper than medicine.
Huh? Cheaper than medicine?
Yeah. That don't cost nothing compared to medicine.
No, certainly not. But he told her to drink one can a day. Just one. But get Budweiser because it's made out of a tree. Some kind of a tree, you know? The bark of a tree.
Oh.
That beer is made out of bark of a tree. Some kind of a tree. And he told her that was medicine for her.
Oh.
And she drank that one can. She's too cheap to buy.
I didn't know that.
So you didn't know that?
I didn't know if she'd be close with her money like that.
Oh,
the
yeah.
way she had to buy her own stuff.
She was too cheap, I tell you. Stingy. And what good did it do?
What good did it do?
No. So I was in New York, you know. I was up there. And when I come home, she was sick. Wasn't able to get about. How the hell would they say?
Yeah.
So I bought stuff for her and fixed things for her to eat, for she could eat. I didn't buy no beer, but I bought the other stuff. I bought what she ought to have.
Yeah.
And oysters is one of the best thing you could take.
We've out there just about finished that field, and I was ready to bring it out. It just exploded. So I just about ready to go down there and pull it out with the other tractor. Now, so you want to avoid this place. Put this at the bottom of my list. Yeah, it's me. I see it. That old tractor broke down on me again. The hydraulics. I put too much fluid in there. Something, that's what happened. Oh, I just kept putting it in. It's out there in the middle of the field.
Yeah.
Yeah, that big tractor. Oh, it goes fast. That little tractor goes like a mule.
Mm.
Ain't much difference in that and a mule. It goes way back, Miss Bessie. That little Ford tractor, it's a 1950 model.
It is?
Yes. And like they said, when I got it, it was, everything was wrong with it. And they just rebuilt it, overhauled it, put in new pistons and everything.
Mm.
Like they said, they raised the family on that little tractor, and then they sold it.
But you know, these new things ain't no good. They ain't no good. Now the old cars and old things like that is 100% better
yeah.
than what these new cars are.
Why, that little tractor just hums along. It's just slow.
Yeah, but I say they're better.
You see, they're not geared up like they are now. It don't just march along.
Yeah.
Now that Alice Chalmers, it goes, it races across the field.
Mm-hmm.
And then it explodes.
Mm-hmm.
Bessie, I didn't know that. You don't tell me very much, you know. You tell me, you don't, see, I don't know any of these things. Now, we've talked about Mag all this time, and you never did tell me anything like that.
Well?
I didn't know that. I knew she wouldn't take her medicine and things like that. But now, Miss Daisy, she takes care of herself.
Mm.
Doesn't she?
Yeah, as far as I know.
She eats right?
Yeah, oh yeah, she eats. Daisy eats plenty.
She don't save her money and neglect herself.
Mm-mm. Well, no, she buys something to eat. She buys something to eat, that's what she'll do one thing about.
But now, what were you telling me about Miss Daisy? About she never had been anywhere, been off anywhere. Hadn't she ever been anywhere?
She been up in Georgia. She been up in Georgia and down here.
That's where she come from, Georgia.
Well, that's what I say.
Yeah.
Ain't been up in Georgia and down here. Just been here, that's all. She ain't been nowhere since she been here. No. She don't know nothing about other places and things, how, you know, how people live and how to do. She ain't never been nowhere.
So she don't really have much to talk about?
No. How's she gonna talk? Didn't know I say anything about her. She beat me to death.
Well, what you all sit over there and visit all the time, Miss
Bessie? Well, that's all right. We just sit there and talk just about little things around, what has happened around here and all like that. That's all. You know, but she don't know nothing about. I couldn't talk to her about places I'd been and all like this and that and the other. Just, well, it wouldn't be no use because she wouldn't know. She wouldn't know anything about it. She couldn't. Miss Daisy ain't been to West Palm Beach, and you know that, just 300 miles from here. She ain't been that far from here since she been here. She ain't been to West Palm Beach.
So she just really don't know much to talk about.
No. So that's a beautiful place. Palm, oh, they have built a terrible. I stayed, we went down there at Miss Burke. About, I'll say about 8 or 10 years. She done restaurant work, you know. She had restaurants.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Miss Burke. And so, I don't know, I haven't heard from her now. In 2 years, I don't know what's the matter. I don't know where she oversee. I don't know where she's at. I don't know where she's dead or what happened to her. But she used to send me an Easter card and a Christmas card every year, and I haven't had none from her. I don't know what happened to her.
Maybe you haven't sent her one.
Yes, I've sent her one. I sent her a card, Easter and Christmas. But I haven't heard from her. Now she has a sister there. Miss Ramos. So I don't know. When I was down there, I intend to go to see her, see Miss Ramos. But we there had such a short stay that I didn't get over to where she was. So she used to have my little grandson. He was a little fella, and I brought him down here when he was 3 years old. That's Kyle's child. And he was 3 years old when I brought him down here. And I kept him till he had grown man. I had him all the time. Then he, well, then he used to attend church regular and summer school and all like that. But he got with wild boys, you see. And he wanted to run around with them, you see. And I wouldn't have it. So I wrote his father to come down here and get him. And he come, and he taking him back to New York. And he taking him back to New York and put him in school. He went, he finished high school down here.
Oh, did he?
Oh, yes, he finished. He went to Lincoln till he finished. And then his father come and got him, and he went, he didn't want to go, but he told him, "So you got to go." Oh, yeah, he said, "You're going." And so he put him in the trade school up there at night. He waked every day. And he went two nights out of a week till the army called him. Now he's still in the Air Corps. He's in North Dakota.
Hmm.
That's where he's in North Dakota. And so he went to school in France, and he finished up in England. He finished school over there and finished his trade in England. And so after he was such a good mechanic, the government wouldn't let him out. He just kept him, you see. So he's up in North Dakota now. They sent him up there to work on airplanes up there. So that's where he's at.
How do you keep up with all your children and grandchildren and
I ain't got but
friends
one now.
Relatives.
I didn't have but two. So the youngest boy died.
Yeah.
Well, so the oldest one's still living. So how I keep up with them? Well, that's the only way you know where they're at. You don't keep up with them. So, and I brought two little boys down here. After Sonny got grown, I brought two more little boys down here. I'm like, huh? Now they're grown, so one of them went to Vietnam. So he's home now.
Well, now, I didn't know about these.
I know you didn't.
Well, you just tell people what you want to know.
So he went to Vietnam, and he's a pharmacist. And so the other one, he just finished high school. In New York, that's all. He just finished high school. But Robert, he went to City College, you know, in New York. And that's where he's taking up his for pharmacy.
Mm-hmm.
And so now I talked to Kyle at Christmas. And so he said that Robert's in Wall Street, waking down Wall Street. So, and the other boy, he's married. Oh yeah, I brought him down here. I raised them both all the time.
You just always surrounded with children, Miss Bessie.
And when they come down here, they didn't know what the moon was and the sun. They, you know, they hadn't, you know, seen it, you know. They saw the moon coming up one night. They say, "Grandma, what's that coming up there?" I said, "That's the moon." "Oh," he said, "I didn't know what." And he used to tell Meg, "Come, Meg. Say, pull the light on her. The sun is going to the cloud. See, the big light's going out." They never seen nothing like that. Never seen a star. Of course they couldn't see because bunnies kept them mostly all the time in the house. She wouldn't let them get out in the street and play, you know, because she was scared to get killed. And she kept them in the house most all the time. And children didn't know nothing. They didn't know nothing about the moon or the stars or nothing like that until they come down here.
They didn't have television then.
Oh, yeah, they had a television.
Way back then?
Yay. Yeah, they had one. And so, but they didn't know nothing about the moon and the stars. It was the funniest thing I ever see. He'd call, "Come back. The big light going out. They pull the light on." He told him to pull the light on, the big light going out, and the star of the sun, where the cloud go to the sun. Maggie thought that the funniest thing she ever heard.
City children.
Well, they learn, though.
Oh, yes. They learn. But you know what I mean? They're in the city. You can't, at night, you can't see the moon and the stars, you know, because of the light.
Mm-hmm.
You never see it. And they see this, daylight coming, the sun, but they never seen the sun so bright, you know, shining like it is down here. They could just see the light, but the baddest sergeant. Sergeant think that light over there is daylight over there at night. Does you know he do?
Oh, really?
He think it's daylight. He don't think it's night. He get out there and stay out there. I have to stay up until I get him to come in about 11 o'clock. Run around out there playing. If they don't know, they don't know. I'm going out. I'm going to stop talking.
Well, now, they wonder what these cows think when they're out there.
I don't
know whether it's daylight or night.
Yes, they do. Don't you say that.
With all that light on in there, out there? Well, I've been out there. Those that pasture, you know, be kind of coming late and get them out. Why, just like, it's just like daylight out there. It's just as light out there as it is in your yarn. Well, that light goes way off.
I know it do. It go way up to that, Mr. What's his little house up there? It go that far up there.
Yeah.
And way up the road, they say, I never been out the road there since I had it, but they say we way up the road there.
Way on up that corner and past.
Mm-hmm.
You didn't know what you was bringing into the community.
No, I sure didn't. But I wanted because it's so dark over there, and I'm over there by myself, and I want to see what's going on. Lots of nights I get up and go through the house. I don't have no light, you know. You can see all through the house. I go to the window, look out the window, see what's going on. See anybody walking around? See what's going on out there.
Especially, I don't know that I'd want to know what's going on all the time.
I'm talking about people walking around. I don't want to see people.